The phrase, the tyranny of the urgent, captures a quiet reality that shapes much of modern life. The immediate demands of the day often overpower what truly matters. The urgent is loud. It demands attention now. It comes with deadlines, consequences, and pressure. Bills are due. Fires need to be put out. Messages pile up. Repairs are needed. Someone is upset. Something breaks. And for many people, this constant state of reaction becomes normal. Life becomes less about direction and more about survival. One of the clearest examples is financial stress. When someone is living paycheck to paycheck, urgency becomes the dominant force in their mind. The next rent payment, the next grocery bill, the next unexpected expense can feel like a cliff edge. In that situation, planning for the future can seem like a luxury. People don't ignore long-term goals because they are lazy or careless. They ignore them because the present is demanding every ounce of energy. It's difficult to dream when you're struggling to breathe. And it's important to recognize that not everyone has the same starting point. Some people would be overjoyed just to have a paycheck. Many work hard but can't find stable employment, or face illness, family burdens, or systemic barriers that make stability feel out of reach. For them, urgency is not just a mindset, it is reality. The urgent isn't a distraction from life, it is life. This makes the tyranny of the urgent feel both unfair and relentless. Yet even in the hardship, there is a strange truth. Urgency is part of life's adventure, or its drama. It forces movement, it reveals character. It pushes us to solve problems we never expected to face. But if urgency becomes the permanent condition, it can turn adventure into exhaustion. A life spent only reacting becomes a life without reflection. And without reflection, we repeat patterns we don't understand. That is why pain matters. Pain is not just something to endure, it is often something to learn from. Pain can be a signal that something needs to change. The stress of constant urgency may be telling us that our habits, our systems, or our assumptions are unsustainable. It may be pointing toward a need for better boundaries, better planning, or a different approach to work and money. In that sense, discomfort becomes information. It is the body and mind saying, "This cannot continue forever." Escaping the tyranny of the urgent often begins with a shift from reaction to responsibility. That doesn't mean blaming ourselves for everything. Life is complicated and many factors are outside our control. But we can still take responsibility for the thousands of small decisions that shape our circumstances. What we spend, what we ignore, what we avoid, what we procrastinate, what we tolerate. Tiny choices compound. Just as financial debt accumulates quietly, so does discipline and stability. Learning to live within our means is a powerful step, though it may require humility and hard adjustments. It might mean cutting expenses, simplifying lifestyle, delaying gratification, or admitting we can't afford certain habits. It may also mean thinking outside the box, finding new income streams, improving skills, asking for help, or restructuring life in a way that reduces pressure. Often the path forward isn't one dramatic decision, but a series of small, consistent ones. Ultimately, the tyranny of the urgent is not defeated by wishful thinking, but by reflection and change. Now, when we pause long enough to listen, urgency can become a teacher rather than a tyrant. It can reveal what matters, what must be fixed, and what kind of life we want to build, one decision at a time.